Howdy, 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 do. So I just want to go ahead and welcome y'all to Aisha Speaks Real. I hope y'all having a good day today, man. I hope y'all been having a blessed week, blessed month. Y'all, we in a month of, supposed to be a cold month, supposed to be all about snow and, you know, I feel like this month is also about giving, you know what I'm saying, about love, you know, caring for our family, friends, etc. But honestly, y'all, I'm from Mississippi, and only thing that's been going on is bipolar. I'm talking about bipolar weather, bipolar people, everything. But nah, seriously, if y'all haven't been with the podcast family, man, we are in season 3, man, and I didn't do the podcast last week. Well, not last week, 2 weeks ago. So I'm just doing it today. And so what I wanted to talk about on this podcast, and I'm kind of glad I did wait, because it really had touched me. So today my boyfriend, and a lot of y'all may not know, and a lot of people really don't know, so I ain't gonna be saying may not know, you don't know. But I'm just going to go on and put it out there, because, and I hope that he respects that I put this out there. And I know he is, because, you know, he's going to talk about it anyways when he gets out. But he was and is in jail. And, you know, of course, it's been really hard for him and me as well with him being gone. And I think the biggest thing for him, and I think for me, is the fact that, you know, we were doing so good, like, honestly, like, personally, like, and especially into our relationship. And no lie, y'all, I was so happy, because I really had felt like I was in a place, you know, with somebody who I had built something with. And when I say built something with, I mean to the point where we were arguing. We weren't happy all the time. We were fussing. We were fighting. And not physically fighting, but we were having arguments to the point where it was like, you know what? I don't want to be with you anymore. I want to leave. He wants to leave. We want to be separated. But of course, we will always find our way back to each other. But it was one time we had a really big argument, y'all. And it was just like, we were done. You know what I'm saying? But after that argument, we had, I think we had, like, separated for a day. We stopped talking for a few days, you know. And I think it was literally prolonging. Like, the argument, that was, like, one of the longest arguments we ever had. And I was just getting so tired of it, because I'm just like, bro, like, this is ridiculous. And so it was one day I was just like, you know what? I'm done. Like, I was just like, I can't do this no more. Like, I'm really done. Because I felt like I was getting to a point where I really was giving my all to another relationship. And I'm like, bro, I'm too young for this shit. I'm done. I don't want to do it no more. And it was like the last day. And I had walked out. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was done trying. So he had came to me and he was like, come here. No, he texted me actually. I'm like, he didn't come to me. He texted me. Because I had like walked out the house. I went in my car and just drove out for a while. He was like, come here. And he called me. He was like, where you at? And I'm like, I just drove out to the store. But I really was just sitting at the park. Like, I was just trying to clear my head. And I was like, God, what should I do? Like, what in the fuck am I going to do? And so I came back to the house, like he had asked me to. I came back and I was like, what do you want? And so he was just like, Aisha, like, do you understand how I feel? And I'm just looking like, I get everything you're saying, you know? And I was like, but do you understand how I feel and what I'm saying to you about, you know, because I really can't remember honestly what we were arguing about at the time, but I do know that it was a point that I was trying to get him to prove. I wasn't trying to be right. And one thing that I had learned from my past relationships, it isn't about being right. It's about coming to a solution. Whether I'm right or whether you're right or whether I'm wrong or you're wrong, that doesn't matter at the end of the day. The only thing that matters is that we come to a solution where we understand that, okay, this is the problem. You had a problem and I may have reacted off your problem, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry as well, because guess what? I may have said something that may have hurt you in the process. So it's not about who's right or who's wrong, but it's about who can take accountability. And it's about how can we resolve the issues that's happening so that we don't continue to have this issue occur. So anyways, long story short, like I said, we end up resolving the issue. Yeah, after that argument, I think it was something that my boyfriend was supposed to do one day. I think it was probably like a week later. He was supposed to do something and forgot. And that was one pet peeve that I had with him. Like, he would always forget things. And he was just like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. And it was just like, okay, you forgot. Like, I don't supposed to be mad. And I would just never be mad. But it was like, if I forgot something, it would be a big issue. Like, damn, babe, how could you forget? You know what I'm saying? And it was something, like I said, it was something he was supposed to do, he forgot. And I didn't forget, of course. Like, I remember. And, like, it made me so happy because instantly he told me. He was like, babe, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what? He was like, I forgot, but I'm going to do it. I promise I'm going to do it. Even if he, y'all, even, it was the fact that he, for one, it was the fact he remembered. I was very happy that he remembered. But what made me so happy, honestly, was the fact that he took accountability. And although, like I said, I never got mad that he forgot things, because it's like, hey, you're human, you're gonna forget, like, it's life. But it was the fact that even in those small moments, he was being responsible, not just as a man, but as my man, as my boyfriend, as my lover, as my spouse, as my friend. You know, he acknowledged that that was something that was important to me. That was something that held value to me and to our relationship. And I felt like, okay, he's working on himself, not just for me, not just for the relationship, but for himself. The fact that he took accountability shows that he is growing, that he's changing, because not all change is bad. And so it brings us forward to today. As I was saying, that he is incarcerated right now, and he's been going through a lot. And my choice to stand with him stands on hold for is me explaining why in the situation. Well, I mean, I can tell you why, because yes, I love him, and I know that what he's going to jail for, it's not like his personality or something that I know he does or did. Because one thing about me, I've been with all kind of men, so I know when a man is doing something and when he's lying, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing I can say with him. Like, he has lied to me about a lot of things, but for as what he is going to jail for, like, this is something I don't even have to question. And of course, when it happened, yes, I questioned it, because it's just like, what the F? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm feeling like I know you, so why could this get past me? And yeah, so like I said, I'm with him for that. But he is not going to be in jail long, so that's what I am thankful about. He will be coming home soon, so yeah. But anyways, so yeah, but like I was saying, y'all, this has been, of course, a stressful time for both of us. You know, with dealing with trust, dealing with the fact that we're both far from each other. You know, we can't see each other, we can't touch each other. You know, we can barely talk to each other sometimes because of the phone calls that are, like, really expensive. So that's a lot on both of us right now. And I honestly feel like the hardest part of it all is just, of course, like I said, just being without each other. Like, we had a bond that, to me, that was more like a friendship. You know what I'm saying? In the short period of time that we were together, you know, and I am really thankful for that. Because with me, y'all, I always wanted to be with somebody who I could look at as a friend, rather than just my boyfriend, rather than just somebody I sleep with. You know what I'm saying? Because I have been with a lot of people. And with me, I ain't gonna lie, it's really hard for me to get comfortable with people. And so, like, with my boyfriend, y'all, he was so comfortable with me that I felt like I had no choice but to be comfortable with him. Like, I don't even think I can explain it. Like, when I say I was just myself around him, like, it was some days I would just do weird stuff, and I'm like, oh, I'm acting weird. And he was just laughing at me. He's like, babe, you so crazy. And it's just like, you know, because I know I'm weird sometimes, you know? We all do weird things. And, of course, when you're around your friend girls, or for guys, when you're around your homeboys, it's like, nobody's going to judge you. But when you're around your significant other, you're like, bruh, I do not need to be acting like this around him. What am I doing? But with him, it was like, I didn't have to worry about that. Like, he was compassionate, he was adoring, like, he was just, you know what I'm saying, very understanding. And I love that about him. Like, everything about him, I love. So So like I said, like, just him being gone is just, like I said, being really hard for us. And I think, like I said, the hardest thing for him is just the fact that he feels, and I know, which is true, that he's disappointed his family, me, you know, a lot of people in his life, his co-workers, you know, people who looked up to him as a role model, as an influencer, and most of all, himself. And I think out of all the people who he's disappointed, in my opinion, and which I feel that he hasn't stated, is that he's disappointed God. I feel like a lot of times we get to a point in our life where God blesses us so much, and we forget to thank God. We forget to enlighten God in the things that he has done for us. And then when everything comes to the battle, to the point where we have lost everything and feel like we are even losing ourselves, we get to that point where we realize, like, damn, when I had it all, I wasn't even thanking God for the things that he was doing for me. And now I am so disappointed in myself. And I'm disappointed because, after all, I've let God down. After all that I've been through, even through the point where I seen that I was, you know, having a change in my life, where I may have lost this, lost that. It wasn't a big loss because I'm like, okay, I can get it back. I can work hard. I can do this. I can do that. I found the good girlfriend. You know, even going through all of that, and here I am now, I've really disappointed God. And even worse, I didn't even thank him for the things that he was doing for me, or that my higher power was doing for me when I was, you know, having all the riches, having all the designer, having this, having that, having everything any man or woman could ever wish for at the time that he had it. And guess what? But the biggest lesson in that, like I told him, is that now that you know, what are you going to do? And on this podcast today, y'all, you know, my YouTube podcast, I talked about progression. I talked about, you know, I did talk a little bit about a relationship, like me and my boyfriend on the good side of progressing together. But in this podcast, I want to talk about disappointment. I want to talk about, how do you get through being let down? And not by others. I think I talk so much about getting let down by others, we forget that we let ourselves down in the beginning. In order for someone else to let you down, what are you not doing for you? What are you expecting so much out of yourself that the grief of disappointment has gotten you to belittle yourself? And my boyfriend, y'all, like, no lie, he's probably going to kill me. He might not kill me. I don't know. But he has faced so much disappointment in himself. He has made it seem like others have. He's disappointed others. But honestly, it's just self-disappointment. It's all self-conflict. He has literally lost everything. And like I told him, I could leave you today, but God will always be there. So the reason I'm saying that, because it's a scenario I gave to him that I'm going to share with you all, because I feel like it's important to the message. All right, so we were on the phone today, and like I said, the story that I gave you all about our relationship, how we had gotten stronger together. So one thing that we were doing is this show I watched called The Upshaws. Thanks Netflix for sharing that great those great episodes with us, and that show. Shout out to Netflix. But that show showed so much significance to homes that are stable but are still broken with each other. So it was something in the show that I had kind of took as a reference in my relationship. And the relationship in the show, they were having issues. The wife had gotten really upset with her husband because it was something that he had done that had really upset her. And so the husband, because he wasn't her boyfriend, the husband, he was trying to do so much to make up for what he had done. So it was one episode, I can't remember the events previously that had led him to start doing this, but it was something he started doing that was called transparency.
after everything he did, he would tell his wife and be like, be transparent. So, for example, if he farted, he would like, babe, I just farted, transparent. Or transparency, you know. He was just basically letting her know that no matter what, I'm never going to keep a secret from you. I'm going to always be clear to you about my feelings. I'm going to always make sure that I clarify if you're hurting me. I want you to do the same. So, me and my boyfriend, we had to start being transparent with each other. And, like, even now with him being in jail, I felt like that bond had just gotten stronger. And so, he had called me this morning. And, like, early this morning, we talked and stuff. And I could hear it in his voice that he had been feeling down. And he had called me again. And I had answered the phone. It was, like, probably about, I would say, around 11 a.m. Central Time. And he called me. And he said, babe, I've been having a bad day. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, I don't know. He said, I'm just so mad. I was like, babe, why are you mad? What's going on? Talk to me. And he said, I just feel let down. I'm disappointed. I said, who are you disappointed at? He stated that, I'm honestly just mad at God. And I just listened. I said that and I listened. I said, okay. I said, why are you mad at God? And he came back to say, because God let me down. I've been praying and praying and praying, asking God to release me. But God did not release me. All I want to do is go home. I just want to go home. And I said, okay. So we were just talking and talking and talking. And he was expressing how he was feeling. I was listening. I listened and I listened and I listened. And then I began to say, okay, babe. Let me ask you something. And he was like, but babe, listen to me. Let me ask you something. See, one thing that I've been working with my boyfriend on is listening. Because I love him to death and he loves me too. So we always tell each other the truth, especially when we know there is some things that we have to work on our own, in our own personal lives. And I was like, babe, you need to listen. So he just said, okay, he listened. And I said, let me ask you a question. And I said, I only want you to answer the question. I gave him specific instructions. I asked him, do you love me? And before he answered, I stated as well, do you know I love you? He said, yes, I know you love me. I said, okay. Then I began to ask him, can you see it or can you feel it? He said, I mean, your actions show you love me, babe. I can see that you love me. And I said, answer the question. Can you see it or can you feel it? And he said, I can see it. It's okay. I said, let me ask you another question. Do you know God loves you? Babe, yes, I know. Okay. Do you know God loves you? Yes, I know God loves me, is what he responded. Then I went on to say again, can you see it or can you feel it? Babe, I know God loves me, but he not showing me he loves me. I can feel it. I know in my heart that he loves. Babe, listen, I don't need the extra jibber jabber. Just answer the question. Babe, I can feel God loves me, but it's just I feel he loves me. So after hearing what he stated, I had replied to his response, and I said, "You see the difference between what you said. You know that I love you because of my action." It's consistent as of now. But you feel that God loves you because your faith was only temporary. Because you felt like what you could feel at the time was going to happen when you wanted to happen. But because it didn't happen when you wanted it to happen, you have lost faith. And you no longer know that God, well, you know that God loves you, but you can no longer see that he loves you because he's not doing what you asked him to do when you want it done. However, if I would have left you today, God will continue to love you even though I am gone and I am not consistent anymore. But God is still doing the works that he has placed for himself. Well, that he has placed for you to do. Y'all, sorry, I was trying to word that right. But yeah. And I had to explain that to him. But basically, like I was telling him, God will never leave you. Just because God isn't doing what, you know what I'm saying, you expect of him right now. See, a lot of times we want God to be a now God. But guess what? When God told us to let go of that man who was beating on us 10 years ago, did we leave or did we stay? When God told you to not let money be the head of your life, did you listen or did you be disobedient and allow money to run your life? God gave you everything you desire, but did you thank him for what he had done? See, the problem is that we get so disappointed in God when he doesn't listen to our cry that we don't even see the disappointment in ourselves that we have allowed. It's very heartbreaking to God when he tries to save us from situations and he gives us signs and we are disobedient. But then when it breaks down and we're broken and we need fixing and we need help and we're crying and we're pleading, when family doesn't have enough money and we can't get out of the situation because we have no support group and our mama can't do nothing because she's sick and mama don't want to really bother us no more because we're grown, we call on God and expect him to be a now God on our behalf. But when God was a now God on his behalf or on the highest power behalf, we didn't listen. We failed. And now when we feel like God is failing us because we have lost faith, we're disappointed in God. The purpose of this message is that you cannot expect God to be there when you want him to be there. God is an on-time God, not a demanding God. And a lot of times we hear this message and that selfishness still comes upon us. But guess what? That's the reason why it's a word called selfish. Because a lot of times we're so self-wanting that, guess what? When God was trying to save us, we didn't care about God. It was like, okay, God, whatever. I ain't trying to hear all that, man. I like what I like right now. But guess what? All that liking is all gone. Now you need help. Now you need saving. You need fixing. And you want God to fix the situation automatically. But guess what? This is a manual, God. He will fix it when it's time to be fixed. Because guess what? The reason God isn't saving you right now, because you need to learn a lesson. Through every storm, when the rain comes down, something will grow. Do you understand that? The reason it rains is because, not just because, oh, God don't want us to make it home, or because God don't want us to be able to go outside today. Well, guess what? It was a reason God didn't want you to go outside, because he needed you to stay in the house. God had to let a little water come down because he needed them plants to grow. They needed some water. They quenched a little thirst. They needed a little new nutrition or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, they needed something, you know? Like, we don't understand a lot of times that through all the pain, there is purpose. You know, I used to have a little saying that I kind of made up. I just made it up now, no lie. But PP, pain, purpose, and those two words together are powerful. Without pain, there's no purpose. With purpose, there will come pain. We get so lost in our own wishes that we don't see that with disappointment is growth. If my boyfriend did not see disappointment in himself, after that whole conversation, he did see disappointment in himself, because he began to say, I'm just so disappointed in myself. I can't believe I'm back here. I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I was allowed to be in this situation. I allowed myself to be in this situation. It's really, you know, what he was saying. And I told him, I said, babe, listen to me. I love you. God loves you. I was like, but no matter what, I said, God is going to get you out of this situation. But before God relieves you, that's something you need to know. There are things that you have to grow in. I was like, understand that God isn't trying to torture you to keep you there. I said, this is more like a victory run. I said, you know how you know, when people go out there and play football, they are constantly getting tackled. They are getting tackled like a MF-er. But guess what? They have safety who are supposed to protect them. But a lot of times, that safety can't protect them. But guess what? They may have a million runs till they get a touchdown. You got four quarters now to win. And in four corners, you are constantly getting tackled. Your safety is constantly getting pushed down. We don't know what team is going to win. We are constantly in a battle. But guess what? We're in a tie. We need one more touchdown to win this game. Safety gets hit again. The right receiver has a good shot to get the ball to the quarterback to get a touchdown. The right receiver releases the ball and he's tackled. And you feel like all hope is gone. You forget to continue to manifest that we will win this game. That is where faith comes in. The quarterback must have faith that I will get this touchdown no matter what. No matter how many people are running behind me. No matter how many people are trying to stop me. No matter how much I tell myself or these negative thoughts try to infuse in my brain and in my wisdom and tackle my faith that I will lose, I will remember, God, you hold the power. And I will trust you no matter how disappointed I am that the last few quarters weren't as good. But this last quarter, oh, we're going to get a home run. We're going to get a touchdown. And that's how life is. Life is all about trying to get a touchdown. You must remember that no matter what, you will overcome anything. You're going to win the game. But in order to win the game, you got to have faith through from the beginning to the end. See, even in games, there is a process. You don't just, flip a coin and then you won a championship. You have to go through different seasons. You have to go through different quarters. You got four quarters for every game to win just one game. You got playoffs. You make it a playoff, you get to the championship. And once you get to that championship, you know it's on and it's popping. Like popcorn. Okay, that was a little funny. But no, seriously. And once you get to that point and you see growth, now you understand why there was disappointment. But after disappointment, you wouldn't have made it. Did you hear me? See, that you needed that disappointment to understand that, okay. I was unhappy. I was unsatisfied. I don't want to be like that no more. I was at a point that was so low where I began to not only question God why, but I began to lose faith in God. I began to not trust God. I began to lose faith in myself. When you hear this message today, I want you all to understand that disappointment is healthy. A lot of people get confused and they say, huh? What? That don't make sense. If you don't see disappointment in yourself, all you will see is that you're comfortable and that you're okay with how you're living. But in order to do better in life, in order to be successful, you have to seek disappointment. You have to know that, okay, I'm not happy with this life that I'm living. This isn't okay. I'm not satisfied. I am disappointed. However, through my disappointments, I will grow, I will change. People think that you are supposed to be the same person, wake up every day in that comfortable state of mind. But in order to do better, we must seek better. In order to do better, we must fail to overcome the adversity. If you never fail, how can you know not what to do? If you never fail, how can you know what's right or what's wrong? And if you never seek that you're failing, how can you know that you must do better? Disappointment is good. When I was out here halfway homeless, I was disappointed in myself. I felt like I wasn't going hard enough. through that disappointment, I overcame everything. And here I stand today. When you all are listening to this podcast, I want you to think to yourself, what are the disappointments that I've seen in myself? Not what people have told you, but I'm talking about what you see in you. Look at yourself. Write down every disappointment that you ever did in life. And on the other side, write down, what did I do to overcome this disappointment? Did I overcome it? Ask yourself these series of questions. And if you haven't overcame that disappointment, then that means you haven't grown. And if you haven't grown, you haven't changed. And if you haven't changed, you're still comfortable in that same lifestyle of disappointment. And you will never be the woman or the man that you seek on becoming in the future. I just want to thank you all for tuning in to Aisha Speaks Real. I hope today that you're blessed. I hope this month you all are able to give. And if you aren't able to give, then just pray that next year or soon that you can be able to give to someone in need. And that someone doesn't have to be somebody else. It can be you. See, a lot of times we think giving is all about giving to others. But guess what? Before we can give to others, we have to give to ourselves. And it doesn't have to be money. It doesn't have to be getting your nails done. Sometimes it's a little healing. Sometimes it's a little waking up in the mirror telling yourself, I am beautiful. I am something. I am more than my disappointments. Y'all have a blessed day. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in again to Aisha Speaks Real.